On the surface, Judas's comment looks reasonable. Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? The problem that Jesus points out and is actually clear in the gospel is that he didn't actually care about those who were poor. Judas, as we know, was focused on money. In fact, he actually asked this question to the Pharisees later this week: what are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? Not really caring about the poor, a dangerous place to be. Not caring about the poor, a dangerous place to be. In fact, Jesus says, you do not always have me with you, because he knew that he would be going to the glory of heaven when he ascended. But he told us that he would still be with us. Where? In the poor. How essential it is for us to remember the poor. Those who are truly in need, and that is true of those people who don't have enough money, but even especially those who are poor in spirit and those who are sinners. These Jesus is especially attentive to, those who are in the greatest need. And so not only is it important for us to be aware of those who are poor, but also to recognize our own poverty. Recognize that we are poor, and that we would have that grace to do what Mary did today, to bow down at the feet of Jesus with all that we have and to anoint his feet. Let's pray for the grace this week to recognize the poor and Jesus in them, Jesus who comes to us very humbly in this Holy Eucharist.